Texas continues President Trump's historic border security legacy. Texas border business. Austin, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 502,500 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 40,100 criminal arrests, with more than 35,900 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 468 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Texas has also transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 38,600 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 31,800 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 16,400 migrants to Denver since May 18, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 14. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott hosts 45th President Donald J. Trump for a border security briefing in Eagle Pass. Governor Abbott yesterday hosted 45th President Donald J. Trump for a border security briefing with state officials in Eagle Pass. Following the briefing, the governor and the president toured portions of Texas's comprehensive border security operations at Shelby Park and discussed the unprecedented actions taken by Texas to secure the border in President Biden's absence. "I thank President Trump for coming to Texas, literally on the border itself, to see Texas's unprecedented border security efforts himself," said Governor Abbott. "Unless and until President Biden steps up and does the job that he has the power to do already, Texas will continue to secure the border to protect and defend America from his disastrous border crisis." View the full press conference here. Governor Abbott's statement on preliminary injunction against SB 4. On Thursday, Governor Abbott issued a statement on Texas's constitutional right to defend itself following a federal judge granting the Biden administration's motion for a preliminary injunction against Senate Bill 4, signed into law by the governor in December 2023. "Texas will immediately appeal this decision, and we will not back down in our fight to protect our state, and our nation, from President Biden's border crisis. The President of the United States has a constitutional duty to enforce federal laws protecting states, including laws already on the books that mandate the detention of illegal immigrants. Texas has the right to defend itself because of President Biden's ongoing failure to fulfill his duty to protect our state from the invasion at our southern border." Even from the bench, this district judge acknowledged that this case will ultimately be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Watch. DPS Lieutenant Olivares contrasts Presidents Biden, Trump border visits in Texas. DPS Lieutenant Chris Olivares joined Fox News to contrast President Biden's border visit in Brownsville with President Trump's trip to Shelby Park in Eagle Pass yesterday. During the interview, Lieutenant Olivares highlighted that President Biden visited an area of the border fortified by DPS and the Texas National Guard, while President Trump chose to visit the front lines of President Biden's border crisis at Shelby Park. "The former president got to see that, you know, he actually got to see, walk along the river," said Lieutenant Olivares. "He thanked soldiers, troopers, and he got to see firsthand what the state of Texas was able to do at Shelby Park because we were able to seize control of that park." Watch. DPS arrests human smuggler driving while intoxicated. A human smuggler led DPS troopers on a high-speed vehicle pursuit in Hidalgo County this week. After troopers used a pit maneuver to stop the pursuit, the driver bailed out and tried to evade but was arrested. He was charged with driving while intoxicated, evading arrest, and smuggling of persons. 6 illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. Watch. DPS stops 4 instances of human smuggling in Webb County. A joint operation between DPS and Border Patrol successfully interrupted and prevented 4 instances of human smuggling over the month of February in Webb County. 5 people involved in human smuggling were arrested and charged with smuggling of persons, and 36 illegal immigrants were recovered and referred to Border Patrol. Watch. Texas National Guard continues to build border barrier in El Paso. Texas National Guard engineers continue to install strategic barrier along the Texas-Mexico border. Task Force West Commanding Officer Major Sean Storid describes the success of reinforcing concertina wire barrier with anti-climb barrier fencing to deter and repel migrants from crossing illegally into Texas from Mexico. Juarez, Mexico and El Paso, Texas are the shortest, quickest, and easiest route for migrants to move up into the United States, said Major Storid. However, this is not the largest crossing site. The reason it's not the largest crossing site is because of this sea wire barrier you see right here along the river. We are stopping illegal immigration into Texas. We are making it harder to cross into Texas than anywhere else in the United States.